Bridging the Divide, Navigating the Gap and the Gain with Dan Sullivan. Chapter 1. Summary of the book The Gap and the Gain. The Gap and the Gain by Dan Sullivan is a self-help book that discusses how individuals can shift their mindset to focus on progress, growth, and success. The book introduces the concept of the gap, which refers to the difference between where we are currently and where we want to be in the future. The author suggests that focusing on the gap can lead to feelings of inadequacy and dissatisfaction. In contrast, Sullivan proposes focusing on the gain, which involves celebrating and appreciating the progress and achievements we have made so far. By shifting our mindset to focus on the gain, we can feel more motivated, fulfilled, and optimistic about our future. The book provides practical tips and strategies for individuals to embrace the gain mentality, including setting realistic goals, acknowledging and celebrating small victories, and practicing gratitude. Overall, The Gap and the Gain encourages readers to adopt a positive and proactive mindset to achieve their goals and live a more fulfilling life. Chapter 2. The Meaning of the Book The Gap and the Gain. The book, The Gap and the Gain, by Dan Sullivan discusses a unique mindset that focuses on progress, growth, and achievement. The book emphasizes the importance of recognizing and appreciating the progress we have made, the gain, rather than solely focusing on the gap between where we are and where we want to be. By adopting this mindset, individuals can experience greater satisfaction and motivation in their endeavors, leading to increased success and fulfillment in both personal and professional aspects of life. The book offers practical strategies and insights to help readers shift their perspectives and mindset towards a more positive and empowering approach to goal setting and achievement. Chapter 3. The book The Gap and the Gain Chapters. Chapter 1. The Problem with Focusing on the Gap. In this chapter, the author introduces the concept of the gap, the space between where we are now and where we want to be. He argues that constantly focusing on the gap can be demotivating and detrimental to our overall well-being. Chapter 2. The Power of Appreciating the Gain. The author introduces the concept of the gain, the progress and growth we have achieved thus far. He explains how shifting our focus from the gap to the gain can lead to increased motivation, happiness, and success. Chapter 3. Shifting Your Mindset. In this chapter, the author offers practical strategies for shifting our mindset from focusing on the gap to appreciating the gain. He discusses the importance of gratitude, reframing our perspective, and celebrating our achievements. Chapter 4. Embracing Progress. The author emphasizes the importance of embracing and celebrating progress, no matter how small. He discusses the power of incremental improvement and how it can lead to long-term success and fulfillment. Chapter 5. Overcoming Obstacles. The author explores various obstacles that may prevent us from appreciating the gain, such as self-doubt, fear of failure, and comparing ourselves to others. He offers strategies for overcoming these obstacles and staying focused on the positive. Chapter 6. Cultivating Joy and Satisfaction. In this chapter, the author discusses the importance of cultivating joy and satisfaction in our lives. He emphasizes the role of positivity, gratitude, and self-compassion in cultivating a sense of contentment and fulfillment. Chapter 7. Building a Life of Meaning and Purpose. The author concludes the book by discussing the importance of building a life of meaning and purpose. He explains how focusing on the gain can help us lead fulfilling and purposeful lives, and encourages readers to embrace the journey of self-discovery and growth. Chapter 4. 5 Quotes from the Book The Gap and the Gain. 1. Every gap is an opportunity to gain something valuable. 2. The key to success lies in focusing on what you can gain, rather than what you lack. 3. When faced with a gap, ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? How can I grow from it? 4. Embrace the discomfort of the gap, for it is a necessary stepping stone to personal growth. 5. In order to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be, you must first believe in your ability to make the necessary changes.